There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The House of Cards continued yesterday with injury updates all over the place. You know we're going to talk about it more than anyone else here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Jerry Jones will join us live at 8:30 this morning. Ian Rappaport had it first. Dak's hamstring injury, worse than initially feared. He is expected to miss multiple weeks. Putting him on the IR has not totally been ruled out. Mike McCarthy said he will not be available this week. So Dak, multiple weeks. We were guessing yesterday at least two. Mm-hmm. We knew against Philadelphia, but Bobby, was it you saying you don't recall ever 4 weeks for a hamstring if it gets to IR?
Yeah, I mean, I think both Chop and I were saying yesterday, like, 4 weeks for a hamstring feels like a lot in terms of just where it's been in the past. The average heel time, we looked it up, it was like 12 days for most athletes. And quarterbacks, generally, whenever you've looked at hamstring injuries, it's usually about 2 weeks. But I think that speaks to the severity of, clearly, the way Dak talked post-game was like, these athletes know their bodies. And for Dak to say, that was something like I've never felt before, and I didn't have anything, like I didn't have any power in my legs to be able to throw the ball because of, you know, after the run, when I tried to throw that ball to the outside, I had nothing on it. That was a pretty good indicator that something wasn't right. And for the MRI to come back and say it's that bad, though, makes me wonder, okay,
yeah,
what exactly did you do here? So
yeah,
thanks for running the ball, Sean. Great call.
If, you know, a quarterback, you would think, doesn't need the same hamstring that a wide receiver would need or a DB. But then again, if you look at it from a base, like a pitcher, absolutely, every time they throw. I mean, that is one of the most crucial aspects of the technique, of the mechanics, is your legs. You can't throw the football without your legs.
And who's his mechanics coach? Former Major League pitcher, Tom House.
I need to address Dak running, now that you reminded me, for the five morons, maybe eight, on social media Sunday. Y'all asked Jerry about him running. This is what you wanted. Listen, you dope. He has to run a little bit at some point. If Dak Prescott can't scramble and pick up a third and four with his legs, he doesn't need to be out there. Then this contract is an even bigger mistake than you previously feared, because he's about to be an old, broken down man. He has to be able to scramble and move a little bit. He's not 36. He's 31. All right, I'm not asking. No one's asking for them to call read option and right, be Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels out there. He has to be able to scramble and move a little bit. You want him just straight drop backing and picking a defense apart? That ain't working.
No, that's not his game. That's not his game. Like that scramble he had with the 22-yarder, whatever.
Well, it is his game now because he can't run.
Right, but the 22-yarder that was the longest run of the year for the team.
Yeah,
like he has to be able to have that on tape, right?
Yeah,
all these quarterbacks will tell you, like, you know, just do it. We got to do it like once every couple of years. Do one of those plays. Do that end around the goal line, whatever. You got to be able to do some of these just to keep the defense just a little honest.
So before they announced a replacement starting Sunday against Philly, I put out the poll question, who should start if Dak is out? 2,000 Tolos voted. It was a runaway poll. Who would you vote for? Who do you think won? Who should start Sunday against the Eagles?
Well, the Cowboys know better than we do the timeline. If you know, if they were to tell me he'd be out 6 weeks, I would just go ahead and start Trey Lance. I'm just going to start Trey Lance. If it's 2 weeks and then maybe he can come back week three, I'll start Cooper Rush. Keep the season alive.
Okay.
If you're not going to start Trey Lance today, you better trade him by three.
For what?
Whatever you
this
can get.
This McGriddle you gave us? What,
yeah, I mean, honestly, that'd be a pretty good return. That'd be better than the trade you made previously. But, I mean, this is somebody that you invested a fourth-round pick in. You spent that capital on. You intended to, or you believed in the grade. You had him as a high second-round pick just a few years ago. You either need to...
And they got him. They seemingly evaluated him, and they got their evaluation.
Trade him before you expose him to the league again.
Hey, Trey Lance is not going to be dealt, and if he was dealt, no one's going to acquire
him. You'd get a seventh for him probably, but it's something because you're getting nothing as soon as he leaves this offseason and signs for the veteran minimum. Trade him, get rid of him, cobble together something.
So are you saying that he should start Sunday?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I would start Trey Lance just because it's like, all right, let me see what it is. And I invested something. I need to get some sort of return. For the guy who doesn't want to pay coaches to do nothing, doesn't want to pay him to sit on the beach, I'm stunned he would invest a fourth-round pick and pay $12 million or whatever he's paid over 2 years to have him not do anything for
you. But that's not going to outweigh for him keeping hope alive.
Right.
That's not going to – that's not a bigger financial – windfall than keeping the hope alive to the fan base.
I disagree, though, in terms of if you're talking about fan interest. If you're worried about apathy, I think Trey Lance is an injection there's energy here.
For a half.
Yeah, it ends pretty quickly.
For a half.
As soon as you see him try to throw a football like we did at training camp where he just looks at defenders and goes, you're on my
future,
team.
Right? There's no future. Like he's gone.
And look, I'm not killing your suggestion. I don't give a crap who they start, really. I don't care. I'm really disappointed. The drama and the anger and the venom of Cowboy losses has a lot of the air sucked out of it with Dak Prescott gone. Jerry's much angrier and people are much more ticked off when Dak is losing these games and they're getting stomped. And now they have even more of an excuse with a backup. But 71% of the Tolos voted Trey Lance should be starting on Sunday. Put him out there. Get him all the reps possible. Show him off for any type of potential move. We already know what Cooper Rush is, but I agree with you, Choppy. I'd go Rush for the next two or three games, and then if you're losing and you're totally, completely out of it, then go ahead and play Trey for a couple games until Dak is ready to come back.
If you're 3-7, right, let's say you lose the next two.
You will.
All right, you're 3-7, and then you play Washington. I mean, all right, fine. You want to give Cooper one more and then play Trey against the Giants? Because I'll tell you this, we're getting to the point of the year. Let's say they lose the next three and now they're 3-8. That Giants loss becomes huge for standings and draft. So you don't really want to win that game at that point.
They did announce that it was going to be Cooper Rush, who replaces Dak Prescott starting this Sunday, Mike McCarthy on the new quarterback.
Well, it goes well beyond 5-1. I mean, Cooper Rush is as respected as a backup quarterback that I would say since Rich Gannon. You know, when I was at Rich in the 90s of Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he carries that type of credibility. He's a great teammate. He's someone that you know, you can see the young guys lean on. He's wicked smart, you know, instinctive. Does a great job on it, you know, when he runs a scout team. So I mean, he just does everything the right way. Yeah, excellent pro, and like I said, there'll be plenty of confidence in him.
Do they use wicked in Pittsburgh as well, Chop? I thought it was just a mass hole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the whole Pittsburgh Yinzer. I do my BetQL show with.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
The guy from Pittsburgh, I don't recall him saying wicked a whole lot. So I appreciate it. I like the term. I think it's an underused word.
Cooper Rush, of course, went 4-1. That may be the highlight of Mike McCarthy. Like, if I look back and say, his best coaching with the Dallas Cowboys, it could have been that 5-game stretch. Like, wow, they went 4-1, complimentary football, game management, all those things after Dak suffered the broken right thumb in the season opener.
Does he have any point of reference that's not the 1990s? I'm dead serious. Everything is 1996 with him. In between then, by the way, he has had his backup quarterbacks like Mark Bulger and Aaron Brooks. Aaron Rodgers was a backup quarterback for him for a little while. Like, he's had plenty of backup quarterbacks that he goes back to Rich Gannon. Everything is just like Ezekiel Elliott reminds him of Bam Morris or something. Or, man, there's a lot of Greg
Lloyd.
Doesn't
really matter.
There's a lot of Greg Lloyd to DeMarvian Overshown. Yeah, boy, I love him. It matters. Everything is in the 90s. Everything with him is in the 90s.
877-881-1053 is the Fantex in agreement with the Tolos on Twitter. 70% say start Trey Lance and not Rush.
What's the best era of rap, Bobby?
All right, that's a different question.
Okay, there you go. So what's worse for Dak? What will be worse for Dak Prescott? Playing, that's being healthy right now and continuing to lose games. Because we all think they're going to lose the next two. Or Cooper Rush playing because Dak's hurt and then winning the next two.
Oh.
Well, first to your question, the fan text is saying that they would prefer Trey Lance to start. Okay. Second, I would say the worst thing would be if Cooper Rush starts and he wins games. That would be bad for.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. He went 4-1 a couple years ago, and I don't feel like that really haunted Dak. So he's not going to go. So why would that be your answer now?
Because he's playing the worst football of his career right now. Like, you knew Dak coming back, like, there were things he could do that Cooper Rush couldn't. People wonder what Dak, like, they feel like, can Dak even run without being out? And when he's not running, is he a threat? Can he, you know, can he even lead an offense consistently? And so I think that that's related to the fact that he's just, his stock is as low as it's ever been.
What's your answer to that, perception-wise?
Perception-wise, Cooper playing and winning. Now, granted, look, if they win these games 17-14, that's not going to really matter. But let's go back to 2022. They beat Cincinnati 20-17. They beat the Giants 23-16. They beat Washington 25-10. They beat the Rams 22-10. Sorry. And they lost to Philadelphia 26-17. And I'm pretty sure Dak came back the next week against Detroit and they won 24-6.
Yeah.
And then 49-29. So
they're going to be, if they do win, it's going to be 2017, 23-20, 23 seconds. It's like, not, you know.
Cooper does some good things. Like, he pushes the ball downfield well. I think he's more aggressive sometimes than Dak. Not all the time. I think sometimes
those two throws were encouraging, seriously, in the Falcon game.
He's a fine backup. Like, there's nothing. If you have Cooper Rush, you're back. I mean, he's a top 10 backup in the league easily.
Rich, Jay Schroeder-esque. I'm trying to think who else I can think of for Bobby.
Gus Frerotte.
Boy, he's got some Kent Graham to him.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
The old Giants quarterback. Oh, like, I had blonde no idea. 10. He played for the Giants and the Cardinals.
Mike Pagel.
All right, so that is everything. Well, it's not everything. It's not even close to everything. Sorry. CeeDee Lamb has a sprained AC joint, according to Adam Schefter. Injury is not considered serious. Expected to have a chance to play against the Eagles on Sunday. And Micah could be coming back from the high ankle sprain. One source told Schefter should be back. And McCarthy said Zeke will be available this week after being left off the plane and all the crap that went down versus Atlanta.
Okay, we'll see.
Ooh. Well, last Jerry, was that a chance that was Zeke's last game right there? But McCarthy said he'll be available. That's pretty green light.
Yeah, and I mean, McCarthy also talked about Zeke leading up to the game last week and didn't give an indication that he wasn't going to play.
Green needle?
Yeah, brainstorm, green needle, green needle.
Yeah, that one. It's one of those audio tricks where you hear it and you hear both things.
Let's talk about the two biggest stories in sports. They're both out of Philly, and none of them have anything to do with the Eagles. Right or wrong, courtroom versus street justice for Jason Kelce and Joel Embiid. It's an election day, Tolo Tuesday, right here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.